Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book For Yourself, The Fulfillment of Female Sexuality by Lonnie Barbach is a self-help book on female sexuality first published in the 1970s and later widely reissued. Written by a clinical social psychologist who worked in the University of California, San Francisco Human Sexuality Program. The book is designed to help women understand their sexual responses, especially orgasm, desire, inhibition, and satisfaction. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It offers a structured program that encourages self-exploration, body awareness, and clearer communication about sexual needs. The book became notable because it addressed a subject that had often been treated with silence, confusion, or medical detachment. Rather than presenting female sexuality as a problem to be solved by partners or professionals alone, it frames sexual fulfillment as something women can learn to understand for themselves. That approach helped establish it as an influential early work in sex education and sexual self-help. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-exploration as the foundation of sexual knowledge. A central feature of the book is its practical focus on orgasmic response. Barbach does not treat orgasm as a vague ideal or a moral issue, but as a learnable experience tied to awareness, comfort, and repeated practice. The book is structured to help readers identify why orgasm may be absent or inconsistent, and it approaches that difficulty through observation and gradual adjustment rather than blame. This matters because many women in the book's original context had been given little reliable information about their own sexual physiology. By breaking the subject into manageable stages, the book turns a private source of frustration into something that can be examined with clarity. The educational value lies in its insistence that women can learn patterns in their own response, rather than assuming that sexual difficulty is fixed or personal failure. That framework made the book unusually direct for its time and helped define it as a self-help manual grounded in sexual skill building. Secondly, open communication as a condition for sexual satisfaction. The book places strong emphasis on knowing one's own body before expecting satisfying partnered sex. That emphasis reflects a broader therapeutic principle: sexual confidence grows when a person has firsthand knowledge of what feels comfortable, arousing, or inhibiting. Rather than relying only on cultural messages or a partner's interpretation, the reader is encouraged to observe personal responses carefully. This is one reason the book has remained historically significant. It reframes sexuality as something women are allowed to study for themselves, not just accept passively. The self-exploration it promotes is not presented as indulgent or isolated from real relationships. Instead, it is treated as a way to build more accurate sexual communication later. In practical terms, this means the book links private awareness with eventual relational effectiveness. That connection is important because it prevents sexual education from becoming abstract. The reader is given a concrete reason to pay attention to bodily signals, comfort, and pleasure as legitimate sources of knowledge. Thirdly, safety and trust as prerequisites for desire. Another important dimension of the book is its view that sexuality is deeply affected by communication, not just technique. Barbach repeatedly treats silence, uncertainty, and unspoken expectations as major barriers to sexual fulfillment. This is a significant analytical move because it shifts the problem away from anatomy alone and toward relationship dynamics. The book suggests that women need language for desires, concerns, and limits if sexual experiences are to become more satisfying and less confusing. That makes communication a practical skill rather than a romantic ideal. The underlying reasoning is straightforward. If partners cannot describe what feels good or what feels wrong, they are left guessing, and guessing tends to reinforce dissatisfaction. The book's focus on communication also helps explain why it appealed to therapists and counselors. It is not only about individual sexual response, but about how couples create an environment in which that response can develop. In that sense, the book treats conversation as part of sexual functioning itself, not as something separate from it. Fourthly, a pioneering feminist self-help text in the history of sex education, the book's emphasis on safety is one of its most enduring ideas. Barbach presents sexual feeling as closely tied to whether a woman feels secure, respected, and emotionally settled. This is important because it challenges any simplistic idea that desire should appear automatically, regardless of context. Instead, the book implies that fear, pressure, and power imbalance can suppress sexual responsiveness. By placing safety near the center of the discussion, it gives emotional conditions the same seriousness as physical ones. This approach is especially relevant in a therapeutic setting, where many sexual problems are not caused by ignorance alone, but by anxiety or relational strain. The book therefore argues for trust, mutual respect, and reduced performance pressure as practical conditions for sexual expression. That perspective broadens the meaning of sexual fulfillment. It is not just about reaching orgasm, but about creating an atmosphere in which sexual pleasure becomes possible without coercion or self-protection dominating the experience. This is one reason the book still feels distinct within its genre. Lastly, a pioneering feminist self-help text in the history of sex education, For Yourself stands out because it helped define a new kind of sex education for women. At a time when female sexuality was often treated as secondary to male pleasure or as a medical problem, Barbach wrote from the premise that women's sexual fulfillment is legitimate in its own right. That shift makes the book historically important beyond its immediate advice. It belongs to the early wave of feminist and therapeutic writing that normalized discussion of female pleasure, desire, and orgasms. Its influence also comes from its style. It is accessible, direct, and oriented toward practical use rather than academic debate. Readers do not have to decode a specialist argument in order to benefit from it. This explains why the book was widely recommended to both general readers and professionals. It offered a rare combination of empathy, method, and clarity at a moment when few comparable resources existed. As a result, the book is best understood not only as advice about sex, but as an influential cultural intervention in how women learn to think about their bodies and relationships. In conclusion, this book is best suited to women who want a structured, non-judgmental guide to understanding their sexual response, as well as to therapists, counselors, and readers interested in the history of sex education. Its practical value lies in the way it links bodily awareness, orgasm, communication, and emotional safety into one coherent framework. That makes it useful not only for readers with specific sexual concerns, but also for those who want a clearer language for pleasure and intimacy. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out because it is both historically pioneering and still conceptually clear. It does not rely on sensationalism, and it does not treat female sexuality as a mystery to be solved from the outside. Instead, it presents sexual fulfillment as something women can better understand through observation, learning, and self-trust. That combination of clinical credibility and reader accessibility is what gave the book its lasting reputation. Even when some details reflect the period in which it was written, its core ideas remain distinctive and influential within the self-help and sex therapy field. If you would like to support Lonnie Barbach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.